So, you wonder just how it is that I keep myself entertained all day. And driving around, and checking on dogs and kitties, and the occasional bird or even a bunny. To the outside world, as I go in and out of one fancy neighborhood after another, and I look just like your typical pet sitter, just out doing my job every day, like a good girl. But what they don't know, what they don't know, is that underneath that smile, underneath that casual hello, as I pass a stranger walking their dog, or running, or just out getting their morning exercise, what they can't see is, a naughty little slut. A naughty little slut that walks dogs with Benoit balls and shoved deep inside my pretty little pussy. Making me feel like I've got daddy's cock stuffed inside me all day long. Just like today. They don't know that underneath the yoga pants and underneath the yoga pants where there are no panties, no other barriers, that my pussy is dripping, soaking wet. Cause that's what sexy little kitten girls do. They walk around with wet pussies. And they see me walking through the neighborhood. And they see me smile, but they have no idea what lies beneath that smile. For instance, they don't know that when I first walked into my client's house, before I put the collars and the leashes on the dogs, I find a room. Sometimes the kitchen. Sometimes the living room. Might even be the client's bedroom. And I take a few minutes. And then I rub my dirty, hard little clit because it just feels so good to touch it, especially in a client's house. And so wrong. So very, very unprofessional. But I really don't care. Because, while there are dogs that may appear sweet and innocent on the surface, they have no idea that underneath it all, I'm really just daddy's insatiable little masturbator. And I go into their homes and I find a spot. In some houses, it's one particular spot. A special chair that I like to touch myself in, or maybe it's that the arm of that chair is in the perfect spot for me to straddle and rub my pussy against it and edge myself right there in their house. Some of them have cameras, and I wonder how many of them have seen me tease myself and touch myself. How many of them have seen me lay in their bed and fuck my pussy until I come all over their expensive, expensive and soft sheets. And if I don't come in their house, and I just wait till I get back in the car, then I stick my hand, or a small toy, if I have one available, stick it into my pants. And drive to the next house. Just like I am now, rubbing and fingering my hot pussy. When people all around me in their cars, able to see what I'm doing. Even if they don't know exactly what it is that I'm doing. Because nobody knows that underneath that innocent looking exterior, well-trained daddy-owned hot little fuck toy and as they look over at me from their car windows, or even this trucker sitting next to me looking down. They have no idea just how close I am to come. Sitting right next to them at a red light. Driving next to them down the street. They have no idea that every second, every mile, I get closer and closer to coming. God, that felt so good. They have no idea. They just are close, aren't they? They don't know that greedy little cum slut is in the car. I'm thinking about daddy's cock. Now daddy strokes his cock when I finger my pretty little pussy. They don't know. Oh. I don't know. Not my pretty little cat. It's throbbing and aching to be fucked. They drive around completely and totally unaware. No, I really think about all day. Is being fucked and used. All I want is to be daddy's. A daddy's adorable little pleasure pet. Well, to say the gentleman in the car next to me looks a bit perplexed right now would be an understatement. I'm not sure he has any idea what just happened. But I do think he liked the sound of whatever it was that just happened. Sometimes I might conveniently forget that a window is cracked, and other people. Well, I guess sometimes they're just able to hear me. So when you wonder how it is that I keep myself entertained all day driving around in my car, doing something. As relatively easy and brainless as walking dogs and petting kitty cats and talking to birds. Now you know how a pet sitter really spends their day.